Great Scott!
You a sports fan who loves to have a good laugh?
Oh yeah!
Then you're in the right place.
I'm gonna make him an offer again.
Life moves pretty fast.
The Patriots win the
Welcome
Super Bowl.
Welcome to the Man Cave Chronicles.
Brady has his fifth.
On today's podcast, I have Varga. Varga, how are you today?
Hi, I'm just fine. Thanks a lot for having me on today.
All right, Varga, you are the CEO and founder of Podmosphere?
Yeah, that's right. I founded Podmosphere for almost a year ago. We started to create the page.
All right, do you want to explain to the listeners what is that all about?
Yeah, I would love to. Thanks a lot. So Podmosphere is pretty much a platform for podcast creators and sponsors. But it started off by, well, we love podcasts, all of us. So we try to find a podcast, a different podcast that we like. And, well, we couldn't really find them on the iTunes apps or the big Stitcher apps or the other apps, because they mainly have their own podcast, right? And they use the top charts. So we got to thinking, why isn't there a page for like IMDb, but for podcasts? So we started, we pretty much decided we will start it. And then we started a page and pretty much, it evolved to something else. It evolved to being the IMDb front. But we also want to help podcast creators to get sponsors, because mainly it is that 1% of the most famous people that get sponsors today. So 99% of the podcast doesn't really get sponsors. So we try to help by creating a mass sponsor function. And I would like to say sorry for all the listeners for my English. My first language is Swedish, so I'll try to talk with the best English that I have.
No, you're doing fine.
Thanks.
So how did you get into the podcasting?
Well, actually, I was a journalist to begin with. And I loved so many podcasts. And I pretty much decided that I think the podcasts is the future of a big chunk of the journalistic work. I think it's a great way to tell stories. It truly is a great way to interview people, to not only have the short formats like on Facebook with 2-3 minutes or something like that, but on podcast you get to learn to know another person, and you get to follow a host. So your listeners follow you, and that's mainly because they like you. They like the podcast that you're creating. And you can say that people do that on YouTube and those other kind of video platforms, but not really like podcasts, because podcasts, people do listen to you in their ear. They pretty much become a friend of you as a host. And so I decided, while I was in school as well, I wrote my thesis bachelor thesis on podcasts, and the last year, a couple of years, I've had a podcast in my brain 24/7 pretty much.
Yeah, I've been a fan of podcasts for years now, and every year I kept saying, I want to start one, and you're my third guest at a new podcast. You know, I hope I get more and more listeners, you know, and more guests too. I like having guests on. It's more fun.
Yeah,
and you just interact with them and you just talk to them.
Mm. No, I totally agree. And that's the beauty of podcasting, right? Because you don't need a media conglomerate behind you as well. You can create a podcast yourself. You don't need a multi-billion-dollar company or something like that. You can create a podcast yourself. And that's pretty much the key of the podcast. It's essence of the platform, because people, all ordinary people like us, can create a podcast, right? And we can reach people in a way we haven't been able before.
And it's fun doing it.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, Do you have a podcast?
Yeah, I actually. I've been hosting a couple, but the one that I'm hosting at this point, yeah, we just finished up season one. It's called Pod.
Okay.
Released it yet?
Now go ahead.
We interviewed 20 podcast creators, and pretty much some who had 10 listeners, some who had 20,000-30,000 listeners each week. And we pretty much talked about their podcast. And I would love to have you on season two if you're available.
Oh, I'm always available.
We will start recording maybe even earlier for season two. And I truly would love that.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Now, I'm going to start asking you some podcast questions, see what you want to tell the listeners. Like myself, I would love to get a sponsor.
Yeah.
What steps would you take for that?
Well, in today's, in the climate the podcast creators are today, it's pretty much, it's hard because there's different answers to this, because a sponsor mostly wants to know the target audience, and the target audience is pretty hard to get since people listen on the apps that don't really release the data of who the listener is. So that becomes an obstacle if you don't do surveys. So they pretty much take their time and sponsor the big podcast today because they don't want to take the time and write the contract with every little podcast and that are smaller. But that's where we come in. We're creating this platform. We talk to a lot of sponsors. I would tell you and other podcast creators who are not among the huge podcasts, right? So you should sign up on Podmosphere. And we think that we will release the mass sponsor function within 2 weeks. Well, let's say a month, because it always gets delayed. But then you just sign up your podcast, and it's free. And you just you put a CPM, a price per 1,000 listener, and an average would go between, 15 to maybe 50, depending on subjects and those kind of things. But we will give you a tutorial on the page. And it will say, okay, is this your subject? Do you speak English or not? And by clicking those things, you will see what CPM is reasonable for a sponsor to sponsor you by. So then a sponsor will mass sponsor, let's say, 1,000 interview podcasts that speak English, that has CPM below 30. And then you'll be among those, and they'll pay you for every for the amount of listeners that you had on your last episode on your to your new one, and that's there's different ways to count listeners, but we pretty much will give you on the page we'll write out how we count listeners, but the main goal is, you're doing the right thing. You should just keep on podcasting and keep on being consistent. That's one thing that we've heard from, mainly all the podcast sponsors that we talk to. Because many podcasts, they're great. Not that they're not great. They're great content. They're great hosts. But then they stop by episode 10, and then they take a vacation for 4 weeks, and then they do one podcast and take one vacation for 3 weeks. And the sponsors are looking for consistency. They want to see that before they sponsored, they want to see that you've had the consistency. Either if you do one every 2 weeks, one week, one in a month, something. But the main goal is that it is consistent, so they can count on when the next episode will come. If they like to sponsor you and they want to sponsor you again, they want the listeners to hear it more than one time, right?
So here's the thing. When I first started my podcast, somebody was telling me that I need to pick one topic. I didn't want to be like that. I want to be a podcast where I could have somebody like you on 1 week. Next week, I could have a stand-up comedian, or I could have an actor, a musician, an entrepreneur, somebody that's invented something. I like to change things around. You know, there's, you know, I just think it's more entertaining that way.
No, I agree. I totally agree. And I would say, and well, I've seen those, and many people do say that you need a topic, but that's not true. Well, it's true. It's not true because podcasts are a platform where we can talk about anything, right? And to choose one topic, well, it's great if your interest is in only one topic. If you're a scientist and you're a scientist about stones and you like to talk about stones, great, talk about stones because that's what you like to talk about. But if your interest is in talking to people, and in what I'm hearing, your interest is in talking to people and to get to know the people and their stories, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and that's a topic in itself, I would say, and that people do love interactions. And the way you and me are speaking today, this is an interaction, and this is, I would say, this is pretty much the best platform to have an interaction by interviewing people. If you read newspapers or something like that, it's not as compelling. If you look at interviews and videos, you see a microphone getting there and there, and it's not as personal as our conversation today, because podcasts do give us this platform to interview people, to talk to people. And I'd say keep on going by doing this, because this seems to be what you want to do, and that's what the listeners want to hear as well.
And I think it's a great way to network too.
Yeah, no, indeed. You get to learn to know people that you otherwise wouldn't talk to, and that's truly one of the best things, not only to get to know them, but to get to know their stories and to learn from each other. After my interviews with podcast creators, I would say that, well, I've had a lot of data about podcasts, right? And I've got numbers, and I've got, but when you talk to the podcast creators, it does take you to another level of understanding where they came from, because just like I'm hearing from you, you love doing the podcast and podcasts. And even though you haven't gotten any money for doing the podcast yet, you still love doing the podcast. So why wouldn't someone pay you to do the podcast? It's so ironic that there are so many listeners today on great podcasts with great content like yours, but there's only sponsors for the big podcast today because still no platform to help small podcasts and medium podcasts to get there. And we want Podmosphere to earn some money and so we can live on it. But the main goal it'll sound cheeky, but cliche. But the truth is that we truly believe that our goal is to help every podcast to get a sponsor. And so, because if everyone gets a sponsor, they will become, people will get more motivated. They will create better content. They will keep on going in the rough times when they don't feel like recording or editing, because editing sucks. And we truly believe that and it's not a huge amount of money, because let's say someone has 50 or 100 listeners. Okay, it's not a massive amount of money they will earn, but it's still something that deserves to be recognized as worthy. You have the content and you have listeners, you are reaching out. Well, then you deserve to get paid for the work that you're doing. Even though if it's a hobby, you still deserve to get some money for what you're doing.
Kurt, you're right. You're right. And the thing that I've been doing a lot is a lot of social media. And that's how that's how you saw me.
Yeah.
And you reached out to me.
Yeah. No, I would say I saw your post and I was immediately struck by this is a great way for you to do the podcast and find interesting people and not only interview people in your own surrounding, I would say. And I love what you're doing because there are a lot of people that only interview people they already know. And that is, of course, they have an interaction that's interesting in those kind of things and a chemistry. But to interview a complete stranger like me, you and I have never spoken before we've emailed and so forth, but we really don't know each other before now. And to do that, it shows that you truly do want to talk to people. You want to get to learn new people. You want to create new content. And by doing it on social media, I think it's the best platform. Podcast gives you this way to distribute the content, but we need a social media to find new listeners as well, right? And you're doing all the right things, I would say. And we'll give you you have a Twitter page as well, right?
Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah, we'll send me it over later, and I would say. We always try to help people to promote themselves on social media as well. We have a couple of thousands of followers. And
that's great.
Send it over and I will try to push you as well.
And whoever's listening to this, my Twitter handle is @TheMCCPodcast. The next thing I was going to ask you is how can somebody get a hold of you if they want to put their podcast on your platform?
Mm. Yeah, that's a great question. They should go to this homepage, and it's podmosphere.com. So it's podmosphere.com. And if they have the podcast and they want to sign it up, please do, and send us as much feedback as you can. We might not respond in time because we're not a huge company, right? And we're reading everything. We truly are, but it takes time to respond, and it might take 1 or 2 weeks. But sign up in the top right corner, and sign in and toggle to creator in the top right corner if you're a podcast creator, and upload your podcast, and then go to my feeds and add your RSS feed. But I don't know when. I would say within a month, when the updates with the mass sponsor function is released. We'll also redo it so it's much easier to use the page. Today, it's kind of hard with RSS feed. We've gotten a lot of feedback that it should be, easier to use. So we're actually constructing a new way to upload, and that we hope is easier. And for the listeners out there, please go to Podmosphere as well. And you should follow a podcast that you like and put them on your pod calendar, because that's a great way to keep a track of what podcasts that you want to listen to.
Are you making an app for this too?
Yeah. We're trying it out. It's in beta. Yeah. We hope to be. Well, we haven't gotten the feedback from the beta testers yet, but we hope to be done with the app. Well, we hope in the summer, but it won't be released with the mass sponsor function. We hoped to release everything at once, but that's not realistic anymore because the homepage will be done before, and we don't want to wait with that. So, yeah, but the app is coming. Yeah, it's well on its way, and yeah.
How many podcasts do you have on your platform right now?
I think it's 500 to 600 at this moment. I'm not sure. I haven't looked in a while. It's my colleague that keeps tracks, but it's between 500 to 600, I would say. And well, we have it's pretty much beta testers, and everybody that signs up, we love them, and we try to get as much feedback as possible. So
what is your goal for how many podcasts?
Oh, after we've released the mass sponsor function, we're pretty much leaving beta as well after a month of trying out the mass bounce function. If it works as it should, then we're going in. We're going to do a PR campaign and those kind of things. And we haven't done any paid media or something like that yet. We only put it out, a word out to people. Yeah, we're starting this page. So if you want to be on and give us some feedback, please do. And 500 to 600 podcasts has pretty much caught on and helped us. And that's truly heartwarming to see. And yeah, if everything goes as planned before the year has ended, we will reach 7,000 podcast creators, we hope. 5,000 to 7,000, depending on different scenarios. But yeah.
Is this something you think, are you going to keep for free forever? Or you think you're going to have a membership eventually?
No, we'll keep it free. Because we have a premium. We had a premium first on the beta, and people pretty much told us, yeah, that's not the way to go. Because we don't know if we're getting a sponsor, right? So then we got thinking, okay, what's the way? What's the way that to do this? We don't want the sponsors to pay, because we don't want the sponsors. We want sponsors to sign up and try it out. We don't want the podcasters to pay, because we don't want the podcasters to think that they don't get a sponsor. So we pretty much take a transaction fee, and that's been our feedback. The people said, on a different scenarios, they would much rather pay a scenario transaction fee. So if they get money, we take an amount of the money, and not to pay before they get money.
Correct.
So that's the way we're going about it today. Not today, when the mass sponsor function is released.
So what kind of advice would you give somebody like me that's new to the podcast world?
I would say keep going. There's a couple of things, but the most important thing is to keep being consistent. That's pretty much the key of podcast. It's okay to miss the podcast one now every now and then, but the consistency is truly the key of podcasting. And to keep a tight connection with your listeners, try to talk with them on the social media and try to engage them. Try to get to learn to know them and get feedback from them. Because listeners of podcasts oftentimes are very engaged, and they are truly great, great feedback giver. And I promise you, it does. And don't get caught up by the amount of listeners for the first couple of months or year, because it doesn't really. You hear about the stories of S Town and those kind of things, and they pretty much explode and become, on the first season, huge, right? But that's because they have a PR marketing department. They have tons of people working for them, right? So most podcasts, they have to grow naturally, and a lot of people give up before episode 30. But the goal is to keep on through the struggle, go through the struggle, and then pretty much it will grow by itself. If you keep on being consistent and you keep on being active on social media, and there's no such thing as being too active on social media. You can tweet a tweet every second, and that won't be too much. But you should, be active on social media. And there's great ways to do that. There's TweetDeck, so you can schedule tweets and those kind of things. There's a lot of ways to do it in more efficient way, and sign up on Podmosphere for all the podcasters out there, and we'll try to help you. And every time if you do it on the social Twitter, if you hashtag social media, where one of us always looks every day and to try to retweet every podcast creator, so they get some more promotion. We don't have millions of followers, but we have a couple of thousands, I think, still. So we try to create a way for podcasters to help each other as well, to find each other. And a lot of podcasters do like to listen to each other. And they're great. It's truly great. They they tell each other stories, how they created their podcast and things to think about and those kind of things on the tag. So we love reading that.
Yeah. Would you want to come back onto the show when you guys go live?
Yeah, I would love to do that. I would truly love that. I think it's within a month that we should be done with the mass Bunsen function. And within 1 month after that, we hope to, because we're pretty sure the mass Bunsen function is bug-free. So the beta will be very short for the mass Bunsen function. And we hope to, yeah, to be done, all done and done with that before the... Before 2 months, we should be out of beta completely on the website front, not the app front. Yeah.
All right.
But I would truly love that. Yeah.
Okay, so one more time, tell the listeners how they can find you on Twitter, Facebook, your website.
Yeah, I would. So you could... we're mainly active on Twitter at this point, and our Twitter handle is... at Podmosphere, and that's PODMOSPHERE. And our site is podmosphere.com. And if you want to follow me, you can do that. I'm not very active myself on Twitter. We mainly Twitter through Podmosphere, but I sometimes send out a tweet. So it's it's at VRA. It's at VARGAMOSHTAGH. So, and if you have a podcast question, please do hashtag Podmosphere on Twitter, and we answer every question. We truly do, and we Twitter a lot. So we want to talk to you. We truly want to talk to you. We don't want to get to learn to know all the listeners, all the podcast creators, all the sponsors. We want to get to learn to know everybody so we know how to connect you in a better way. And do hashtag, if you use that, we will retweet you in a moment. Well, in a day. But yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on to the show.
Thanks very much.
Hopefully we'll talk again in a few months to see how everything's going.
Yeah, I would truly appreciate that. And I truly look forward to having you on our podcast as well in the future.
I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait.
Yeah. In August, I will book that pretty soon. Yeah.
Have a question for the Man Cave Chronicles? Tweet them now at the MCC Podcast.